with a team of designers that we select for the project, including structural engineers, architects, M&E engineers, and acousticians. And just to give you a feel for the calibre of the design and the team that we've put together, HKSR Architects are the designers who've just completed the design, and you'll see it on television in a few weeks' time, for the new American Formula One Grand Prix at Austin, Texas. It was apparent to us from the outset that the building not only needed to live up to the Silverstone Master Plan and the expectations and the ambitions of the Silverstone Master Plan, and we're obviously in the first building as part of that journey here today, but it needed to produce a motivation environment and stand above anything else in not only the education arena locally, but also, as Rob alluded to earlier, the UTC movement itself. And in terms of the building, we really need to deliver a place that inspires pupils to achieve the best in high performance engineering and events management. And hopefully from the designs that you see on the table in front of you today, if you come over to the stand, we'll talk through those a bit further, you'll hopefully agree that we're some way down that track. Throughout the design work we've done today, we needed to focus on some key concepts in addition to how the building looked and how it felt when you're in the building. It had to work acoustically, and you'll appreciate from some of the noise from the car going around the track today that put in a school next to a live racetrack is some challenges in creating classrooms that kids can learn in. So we worked very hard on the layout of the building and how the building functions to ensure that teaching spaces within the building actually function properly. The building had to be very energy efficient. Interserve are a great believer in sustainable construction, and we focused very carefully and spent a lot of time designing a very energy efficient that throughout its use will reduce the ongoing management and bills for the UTC going forward. And we've built that building around a building principle called Passive House. Now, our offices in Leicester are Passive House certified buildings. The UTC will use those principles to ensure that it is an extremely energy efficient building. And importantly, the building had to be deliverable. Robert's alluded to the fact that we've got a very tight timescale to produce the building and accept students in. We'll start on site in December, and we need to be ready for students in September 2030. So the building's been designed to be erected very quickly on site and fitted out very quickly, with absolutely no loss of quality at all. And again, I hope you see that from the images we've put in front of you. In terms of where we are currently, our planning application is going through the planning process at the moment. And if all goes well, we'll be starting on site in December, and then concluding the build in August 2013, ready for pupils in September. And finally,